Welcome to a walk around Main Street, Pulteney, and a journey into American history. I'm Willem Lang, and I'll be your guide on a tour that explores one town's connections with American history. We'll get to know a town that evolved from the frontier into a trading center, a town shaped by farming and quarrying, by tourism and teaching. More than three-quarters of the buildings in this historic district are considered historically intact. They've stood through the eras that define this town. And each era brought a new wave of immigrants who mixed their home culture with the community already here. On this walk, we'll visit two centuries of history. There are changes here, certainly, but Pulteney today is not so different from Pulteney yesterday. We'll start our walk in front of the Stone Bridge. You'll want to find your location on the map and use it to follow your progress on the walking tour. Now, when you hear this sound, pause the podcast and follow the directions to the next location on the tour. If you get turned around, look to your map or ask for directions from someone passing by. Now let's begin. We're standing above U.S. Route 30 that follows the old Pulteney Turnpike. Before the turnpike, the mail post was an uncertain event at best, and travel was no faster than walking. But in 1806, some enterprising investors formed the Pulteney Turnpike Company to create a toll road. 100-man labor parties and ox-drawn plows smoothed the rough and twisting trail. At the end of one 4th of July work party, the townspeople celebrated with a community dinner and 16 toasts to the patriotic diggers and to the ladies who got the meal. By 1811, the new privately owned Pulteney Turnpike was completed, connecting the town to other turnpikes and toll roads. Pulteney's location was a strategic halfway point in the two-day journey between Burlington to the north and the Hudson River near Albany to the south. The turnpike secured Pulteney's role as a prosperous transportation center from the 1800s and into the 1840s. Until the canals and then the railroads were built, this turnpike was the best route for stagecoaches and wagons, which brought regular mail to the frontier. Local farmers could transport their produce to markets in Albany. Cattle prodders, herding their stock to the markets of Boston, would pause here for the night. This commerce would bring competition between the townspeople of this village, once called West Pulteney and known as a small milling hamlet, and the more prosperous East Pulteney. The story continues as you walk down the Stone Bridge driveway to the stoplight. Turn left, up East Main Street, walking past the neo-Gothic St. Raphael Church, and up the hill to the Old Stone Church. You can pause this story now, or if you'd like, you can listen while you walk.